So let my life my heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus. Deliver us, Lord, from unbelief. Lord, we believe, Lord Jesus. Lord, we believe your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, we believe. Lord, we believe your word. Have mercy on our souls, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we believe your word, Lord. Lord, we want to you for help. We want to you for help, Lord Jesus. He says, some trust in houses, some trust in chariots, some even trust in their houses, trust in their wealth. But Father, Lord, we trust in you alone, Lord Jesus. Lord, our confidence in you alone, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, you are our confidence, you are our love, you are our fortress, Lord. Lord, we want to you alone, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, anyone who trusted in our savings, in our accounts, in our domiciliary accounts, Lord, have mercy on us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 The Bible says he was here between us two. Yes. They are there, how many flies and how many speakers they are there? Do we know? How many speakers and how many lights was telling you what to preaching to them? The Bible says how many days did he preach for them? Do we know?
3 days.
So I don't want us to be discouraged because of this thing. Amen.
Amen.
Let us not. Let us just turn our hands. Because sometimes, you know, our natural things we think, the devil uses to tempt us. Praise God. So we think people, they're supposed to be liars, they're supposed to be people. Amen. That is the natural man. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you have no credit are you paying for? If you're blind, you are charging some of the charging the phone. Why? Because you want the phone to be charged to the guy.
You have seen his glory, you have seen his love, you have seen his mercy, you have seen his
not be afraid, because the Bible says, in the countenance of his life, darkness shall not comprehend. Hallelujah. Darkness. So if I pass full of darkness, the one close to me, the darkness is going. The one close to me, the darkness is going. I don't, you will surprise that there are things you are doing that God pleasure to do. When we don't pray for you, the depths of your footsteps we sing.
Experience what is God wants to do. say, this black woman was a day after 18 years. After 18 years, it was a day. The man there for 38 years, it was his day. My day is now and today. It's my day. Don't tell him it's your day, it's your time, it's your season, it's your time. What are you passing through? You know, sometimes we choose to make us afraid. Oh God, are you sure? Because of the way the children are going, they're blessed. We have dedicated the children to God. Oh, we release yourself. Release yourself that, Lord, these are your children that have been dedicated to you. The devil will bring it away. And if you don't win, you are not winning that. The devil will say, this one is the winner. Our mind wants to be compiled with so many things that we will never have. The Lord said, bring all your
just talk to God. Talk to God.
This is the Lord saying, it's your work.
We did a great task for you not to get there, God. God will do it for you. Just put on your heart to me. Give me everything. Give me everything. Just give me everything. Give me, just release yourself to him. He has the power to do anything he wants to do for you. You cannot lose anything in being in this place. So just hold your heart. You cannot lose anything. If your heart is open because of your children, you cannot lose them. The Bible makes us to know that there was a family that made it with God. If any other family did not make it, you are making it this family. We can stand on that faith that God, if no one can make it in this family, my children can make it in this family. Just talk to God and say, Lord, I surrender unto you. Surrender unto you. I surrender unto you. I surrender unto you.
Lift up my holy name and say, Lord, take over, take over. Take over prayer and just move and bring. Just do what you want me to do. Just take over my soul. The Bible says, he take up the reach from Adam and create it.
God, just create the goodness in my life. This stony heart, Lord, you can take it away and give me the heart to serve you. This carnal mind can be rolled away. Provide the mind of Christ. Lord, if it's possible with you, I just believe in you that this time is my turn. This time is my time. I just believe in you, that Lord. I just believe in you. I just believe in you.
I'm gonna I don't know how you expect man to hear. I don't know the type of heart with which we came here with. Praise the Lord. And I don't actually know why we left our work, we left our comfort zones and all that to come here. Just sit down for a while. And just sit down for a while. Praise God. Let's look at something that we're actually going to pray. Praise the Lord. We are actually going to pray. What did I say? We are going to pray. You know, the brother said something. He said that it was Jesus that had to come to that woman at the end. We also saw the man that was at the pool. He said, I don't have any man. Praise God. But see, I'm hearing the Lord say that that era of waiting for the Lord to come has passed. Praise the Lord. This is that era when a people will press on. Praise the Lord. Now, just open to Exodus 33 so that it gives us an idea of what you know, when you are saying His glory is risen, you understand there is also an expectation, and that expectation is what will lead us to prayer this morning. Okay, so I'm reading Exodus 33 from verse 7. It says, and Moses took, now follow this very well. He said, Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it here outside the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it what? And called it what? And it came to pass that everyone that did what, that sought the Lord, went out onto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was outside the camp. And it came to pass that when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man in his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. You see, the problem I have with this story, he said, he didn't say it was a tabernacle for Moses. Did you notice that? Did you notice that? He said it's a tabernacle for how many people? For everyone. Praise the Lord. You see, the things Moses pressed into, this was the reason. You understand? When people will stand at their tent door, say, has he entered? Has he entered? You understand? This one man will be pressing in. Praise the Lord. And, you know, the Bible says, when he has gone into the temple, and came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. Now, verse 10 said, all the people saw it. You see, my problem with this type of story is, how can you see that and you won't run to also go and enter? Praise the Lord. You see, we've come to a time when we can't be saying, we know brethren. Now, yes, we know that. He said something happened. He said, he was brethren, that we know him now. Do you understand? No, we should be saying, we know brethren. Do you understand? You should be driving and see an accident system on the road and you lay hands. Do you understand? No, I'm telling you the truth. You see, our mind is to widen. You see, I was asking the Lord for something today, and then suddenly I realized the scripture said, unto he that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Do you understand? Do you know what was happening there? The person lacked words to tell you, you understand, what God is able to do. Do you understand? But you see, the problem is that that thing is only according to the power that is at work in you. The level to which you are able to activate. Do you understand? Do you understand? So, you know, see, Moses now, the people stood there, they are watching Moses. And Moses said, so they now gave us an idea of what Moses was. They said, Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up these people, that has let me know whom, thou has not let me know whom thou will send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know you by name. Now, did you see how a man was listening to God? Did you notice that? You said you know me by name. You said I have found place in your sight. You understand? But I am not seeing it. I'm not seeing the reality of it. Praise the Lord. Now, do you know that at the point Moses was talking, he has seen glory. Do you understand? He has seen what, even by our own measurements, we will call glory. Is it not true? But when he was there, that he said, I've not seen anything. Show me. You know, the way he made it look like God has never appeared to him before. Did you notice that? You see, when you look at men like this, see, these things are even for example. And you're not seeing even, you know, 1/100 of what Moses saw, and you're already relaxed. Do you understand? And you see, something God told me about this, he said, some people could be saying we're already old. You understand? So, our goal is just to come and pass back to. But how old was Moses when he started pressing into these things? How old? I am 80 years. Yeah, raise up your hand. No, if you are 80 years, raise up your hand. Okay, I'm below 80. Raise up your hand. I don't know. I'm below 80. Raise up your hand. Do you understand? You see, you only need to study Moses to know that your journey is just beginning. Praise the Lord. So when he started pressing him, he said, he now says, now I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now thy way, that I may do what? Know thee, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider this nation with your people. And just scroll down a bit. And now in verse 18, he now says, I beseech thee, do what? Do what? Show me your glory. Now you see, why I love this story is that it was now God that was looking for how to show a man his glory. Do you understand? You see, you can talk about DNA as long as you want. Talk about those things. You understand? You see, when you look at the end of Moses' life, the Bible said his eyes were not dim. His natural strength was not what? Abated. Now, those things were not, if you like, maybe to tomorrow, do not happen to you. They were products of his interaction with God. Do you understand? No, those things were products as Moses was interacting with God. You understand? Yes, his soul and his body were beginning to change. I don't know what would have happened if God didn't take Moses to be there. I didn't know what would have happened. God doesn't know what would have happened. Do you understand? But that man blessed me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want us to stand up this morning. I want us to stand up. You understand? We want to press into God. We want to press into God. I'm telling you, we just have to press into this reality. Praise God. I'm sorry to say, you know, I'm not sorry if it's going to destroy. You see, I told them, so I said, I don't say, there's a part of that one song that said, you can never understand it. I don't see it. You understand? Because when you study the scriptures, the Bible says that God's end is for us to actually know the deep things of God. Do you understand? See, one of the beauties of Christianity is that God has opened himself up to a people, but the people have refused to press into him. Praise God. God actually wants us to press in. You understand? Every day of our life be a day of understanding the Lord. Praise God. So can we stand up this morning? Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. I want to press into the realities of Jesus. I want to press into the realities of Jesus. I don't just want to be a believer that talks. I don't just want to be a believer by name. I don't want to be like those men that the Bible said, you have a name that you live. I want to be a believer who born has a name that lives and lives indeed. Can we pray to the Lord this morning and say, Jesus, I have come that I may see your glory. Jesus, I have called that I might see your glory. Jesus, I have called that I might see your glory. You see, the glory is written, but a people must seek it. A people must behold it. A people must walk in the reality of it. Can we pray to the Lord this morning? Can you say, Lord, I will not let you go. I will not let you go. I did not just waste my time to come here. Just like Moses, I have gone into this tabernacle and I was pressed into knowing you. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has never entered into the heart of any man what God has prepared for us. Can we say to the Lord this morning, the thing that you prepared for us, 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 the realities of the Spirit, the realities of the Christian experience, we want to begin to walk into it.
Ramane ke le borodo shan And these people are here and they are not doing anything. Can we pray to the Lord this
this morning, say Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus, your presence is what brings a separation. Your presence is what brings a separation. Your presence is what sets us apart. Your presence is what makes us different from every other person on the face of the earth. 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 And I dare say, beyond the face of the earth.
Lando Sierra. Lena Madegene Mosulia, Eramia Genema Sulene, Lando Sierra. Rina Musulia, Lima, Lando Sulia, Verace, Eteria, Restipre, Venute, Risa Puma, Sutilia, Lena, Masunati, Lana Sadeva, Rasupre, Resuproboshani, Balada, Rasupala. Church, once they receive goodness, they are relaxed. You understand? And you see, when you listen to our testimonies most times, you see, our testimony is always about what? The goodness or the goodnesses for things. You understand? You see, but I realize that when you look at the story of Moses, you look at the story of Elijah, you will notice that the first thing that passes is not necessarily the thing they asked for. Have you ever noticed that? Eh? The first thing God allows to pass are actually the things that will actually lead you deeper into a relationship. Praise the Lord. But you know, most times we settle at that level of goodness. Praise the Lord. You see, I have this strong feeling that what God is saying to us, you understand, is beyond just goodness. What God is saying to us is that He's going to offer Himself to a people. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Is it sounding big? Is it sounding big? Eh? You see, His goodness, eh, as wonderful as God's goodness is. You understand? You know, we had this challenge for some time, and you see, when God saw that challenge, I suddenly realized that it was simply a goodness. Do you understand? Eh? I just realized that this one is a goodness to help me to still do what? Praise Him. Praise God. It's just, I've been realizing that, you know, things, eh, no matter how good things are, they don't have that capacity to satisfy a Christian. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that? Actually, things are actually to lead you into Him. Praise God. So, we are going to pray a prayer today, and you know, He said, my goodness will pass before me, and I'll proclaim the name of the Lord, that the Lord is gracious. That, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We heard that, right? And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see my face and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass that while my glory passes by, that I will put in it cleft of the rock, and I'll cover thee in my hand while I pass, and I will take away my hands, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face you will not see. Now, if you add this scripture here for you, eh, it will not, you will just not see that, you understand? But can we go to 2 Corinthians? Praise the Lord. Because we are going to see that even for the thing Moses pressed, eh, God expects you to even to press what? Deeper. Praise the Lord. I think it's chapter 3. So once you read verse 18. Before you read it, read verse 10 and 11. What was he, when he said that this was made glory, what experience was he referring to? The glory of Moses. I love the glory of Moses. Let's not grab it. No, now let's be honest. I love the glory of Moses. Hey, so you don't love that glory, eh? See what he said. What did he say? Second Corinthians 3. So read the sentence. Is it making sense to us? Eh? You see, there are things you see, and you say, what you are really something about Moses, that it is what is not what? By reason of what? By reason of what? Now, read verse 18. So, if I am in that way or raise up now. No, I'm in that we all raise up your hand. So, what happened? We all. Which image, please, sister? Are you sure? It's image of Moses. Look at your scripture. It's image of Moses, isn't it? So which image is it? Do you understand? Now, do you see what our end should be? He said, are being changed into the same image from what? Glory to glory. Can we stand up again? We are going to say to the Lord, thank you for the goodness. Thank you because you will still be showing me goodness. But it is image I want. Do you understand? Lord, I thank you for all the goodness, but it is what I want. Image. And not just the image that grows from what? Glory to glory. Measurable glory. Tangible glory. Do you understand? Can we say to the Lord, we thank you for the goodness, but it is glory I'm looking for. Jesus, it is glory I'm looking for. And glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Praise God.
Like the sun, as green, as leaf.
So, Aaron showed me a change of my situation from death, testimony, history, sickness, this and that, and to a place of life. Life that becomes more life. So, that's the practical way, not the practical way, a testimony of the change we are having on this earth.
Praise God. So let's pray. Now, what God is offering us is a life. Now, what God is offering us is a transition from death, a transition from dead works, a transition from dead situation into a situation that is filled with life. Can we pray to the Lord this afternoon? Remember, it's a prayer meeting. You understand? Can we pray to the Lord and say, Lord, I want peace. Lord, I want peace. Lord, I want peace. You see, the way the Bible describes our goodness, the goodness will pass. Praise the Lord. You see, as wonderful as goodness is, that they will pass away. It is only this image. It is only this lightning within our soul, within our body, that's the only thing that is going to endure forever. Can we pray to the Father and say, Lord, Lord, I know your goodness will pass away. I know your goodness will pass away, but your glory, your life will remain. He said, what shall I cry? He said, cry and say, all flesh is grass, and even the glory of the man is like a flower. But when he was ending that scripture, he said, but the word of the Lord. As though he was saying, the word of the Lord is the instrument through which that which was grass will become life. Can we pray to the Lord to get the Jesus? I want your glory. I want to bear your image. I want to bear your image. I want to bear your image. I want to bear your image, my Father. I want to bear your image. I want to bear your image. If what Moses bore was glorious, how much more was your offering us? He said, that thing with no glory was no glory. That thing we read and we are so excited and we are saying, God, when shall you make us to be like Moses? He said, it was not even a glory compared to what you are being offered. But Jesus is looking for a people that will press into this thing. A people that will press and press to the point of God will say, I will find this place in the rock. Can we pray to the Lord today and say, Jesus, I am not going to settle for less. I am not going to settle for less. I am not going to settle for less. Paul was a man like that. He said that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. He said, if by any means I might attain unto his resurrection. Can we pray to the Lord and say, Jesus, we will not settle for less. We will not settle for less, because there is more about you. 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 We will never settle for less. We will never settle for less. We will never settle for less. We won't even settle for the cross. We won't even settle for just the years. We want the Lord himself. We want the Lord himself. He said the Lord himself is our spirit. The Lord himself is our prayer the Lord is offering to us. The Lord himself is our life the Lord is offering to us. Oh, dearest Father, Shalimane Ekele Soto Prodo Shalamana. I have made too small in my life. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I have been I do.
are desperate for your glory. We are desperate for your life. We are desperate for immortality. We are desperate for the manifestation. He said, we who have the first fruits, the first measure of the Spirit within us, we have tasted of this reality. We groan within ourselves. Father, Lord, we thank you for this groaning. We thank you for this yearning. We thank you for this burden. We thank you for the travail within our soul. That mortality might be swallowed up with life. That corruption might put on its corruption. That, oh God, the temporary might be overtaken by the eternal. We are desperate, Lord, that having borne the image of the enemy, men might look at us and say, we look like Jesus. Lord, we have looked like our fathers enough. We have looked like our tribe people enough. We have looked like our police, our professional people. We want to look like you. Lord, that's our crown, that's our prayer. We ask for that place that is by you. That our feet shall stand. You spoke to Zerubbabel. It's Joshua. He said, if you will keep my charge, I will give you a place among these ones that stand by me. Lord, it has once that Elijah said, as the Lord went before my stand, there shall be no rain. Lord, when the ones that stand by you, they see the king's face, they stand first in the kingdom. The king consults with them. Lord, we want to be a part of this entourage. In the name of Jesus. Lord, our coming together is for this purpose. Lord, as we pray, we are looking towards Jerusalem, the city of the living God. Our focus, our earnest desire is that, Lord God, we might become this Jerusalem, the city set upon you here. We bless you. Lord, we continue to receive grace to walk in this path, to continue to ask you. He said, if you knew the gift of God, and he that is speaking, you will ask. Father, tonight, cause us to ask. Cause us to ask this weekend. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I want to bring out some thoughts in my heart as think about this issue of the presence of God. You know, there are some people you meet and you want to run away from them. Something very ill and evil. Just, you can't place your hand, you just know that this man is evil. You know, the darkness is all around. And moving close to that person, you know that your health is being defiled, even without really relating to that person. So bringing it to the other side, you know, the positive. A man that carries the glory of God. People want to come near you without necessarily knowing why. You understand? Something you have to say, let us go to this person. Or the other guy will need to come to see you. I just came to see you. I just came to greet you. Something like that. And I was just pondering over it. The scripture says concerning Peter that the glory was someone that is shadow. His heart shadowed, and handkerchief that came from him, how is that? These are inanimate objects, in cloth, piece of cloth, came out from the man, and people, let me just, you know, and we love our woman with the shop, but of course, she didn't go for something like, let them pray, let me touch them, let me just touch them, because I know that there's glory that was intended. I think it's something that we should really desperately pray for. Sometimes I need to say, God, how did those And we know, this is the day. What are they coming to me about the after time?
And when we see it, it's not power that people say they're bound to do. No, it's not to do that. the reality of the world. You know, the dimension of with men, people will see God in you. And those that ask, see this thing that you see, and see support that you might speak of. Hallelujah. And you know, your life, your character, your words from your mouth, right? Like apples of gold. And of course, the power of His presence to doubt every wickedness and darkness around. So, even those men that are dark, when they see adultery, they say, I don't want this thing around me. They may make joke of it, but they know that they're seeing something that keeps them away from. But let us be tested. The God caused me to see this glory. When I see that, nothing will matter anymore. Not your ambition, not your dream. Nothing will matter anymore. You'll be like a madman like Paul. He was so obsessed. Nothing mattered anymore. And my prayer that God will help us to be so desperate. I am desperate. That when I pray that prayer, I know that it's not nothing. Praise God. Yeah. I thought I told us, who told us that God told us that consecration requires sacrifice. You understand? You want to be consecrated, you want to break their sacrificial things. For me, for you, it's confident. But we come to God where it's like, yes, this is our object. And God will put aside when you're ready. Put aside. So putting aside is all a part of spiritual reaction. And so removing that is opportunity to the glory of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, we'll be taking witnesses. Praise the name of the Lord. There are vindications, witnesses of the Spirit. One. Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Dreams, visions, ministrations. Praise the name of the Lord. In preparation for the next step, there's some prayer that needs to be prayed. But the one in time to your heart, certain will have received certain revelations pertaining to the visitations of God right here in our midst. We need to hear these things and let us be encouraged. You know, I don't know when Virginia was talking. The thing, certain things were done upon my heart. I keep saying that we are keys to one another.
Yeah.
That's the mystery of fellowship.
Oh, yeah.
The brother is talking. Maybe he's talking based on what God has shown you. While he's talking his own, God shows you your own. Praise the name of the Lord. That thing gives you unlock. What's the Lord within you? Something that if you are also diligent to look at it and keep looking at it, it opens up to you. You know, while this was going on, I just saw this light bulb. You know what this bulb is? If this bulb was not here, you won't be able to stand. Then through will you know the energy that is flowing in this thing. I don't know if you understand me. If this man is not here, you will not know there is something, a power that is coming to the wire. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm just trying to understand who you are, what you are.
Amen.
You are the instrument for manifestation.
Amen.
You are designed like this world, like this man, to show evidence of the working of the power inside you.
Amen.
That's what God created you. You see, when people see you, they will acknowledge the power of God.
Amen.
That's what Jesus meant when he said, let your light so shine. What is the light shine? You see, we talk about the glory of God. It's a spiritual thing.
Amen.
But whenever men see it in natural, it manifests like light.
Yeah.
The glory manifests as well now as the light in the natural physical realm. See, glory. He said that the shepherds were gathered and the glory of God came. Said, light it was now shot all around them. Because God is what? Light. There's no way the world will see this light except in what you do. You understand the point? So you are designed uniquely. The soul of man was designed to be like the light bulb through which this thing will begin to manifest. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so we're taking witnesses, you know, here and there, and then we'll see where we go from there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to let this good matter yesterday while we are coming here, one of the brothers was talking. My name is Shaman. warring a good warfare. And I was thinking, yeah, we are gathered this weekend. What would be the kind of a warfare that we had to war? That was in my mind. When my father spoke out, I told God, should be to this around here. He took me out. So when I was talking, waiting for that, she was there speaking. The light that I thought came to me. Shining very bright like that. This is the kind of a warfare that we have to call if we are to pray. The thought that is being released is what we should follow. Coming in the skin that day, I remember something I had as an experience some time ago. I was moving one Sunday morning from the college building to you. Say no, let me go down the first thing that people are to you. While on the way, a group of people were just standing by the road. They stopped me. They were greeting me as somebody they knew very well. They greeted me. Then I stopped. Then I came down. They said, "No, no, no time. Oh, we have not seen you." They began to talk in that way. Before I know, these people cast a spell on me. Before I knew, they were people to shoot me. Why stand? I didn't say anything. The next thing I did, I began to blow the tongues. As I was speaking, they were giving their phone. "We didn't know. Sorry, we didn't know. Please forgive us. Please forgive us." Around the neighborhood living, we say, "Yes, I've met with somebody today. Yes, I've met with somebody today. Yes, I've met with somebody today." I was still just thinking, they were giving, "Please forgive us. Please forgive us." As I came in, I got exposed to what's speaking. My mouth, that's okay. Reminding me the thing that happened. That was a kind of a glory. That was a kind of God's goodness. Through which we can manifest before the face of the earth. But something more than that, as he has said, that a kind of glory that will transform us into the image of who? Of his soon dear son. Receiving this day, the thought of this gift of care. 1 Timothy chapter 9. Verse number 18 is the charge. Paul said to Timothy, he directed the mind of Timothy on what to do. So by this I'm saying that this is the direction for us to go. He says, "This charge I commit unto thee, son. I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before unto thee, that thou by day mightest war a good warfare." Praise the Lord. This is the direction of your warfare for the hour. My son, remember what? The prophecies. What are the prophecies here? This thing that we are being reminded. This thing that the Lord is speaking to us are the prophecies of the hour. That by then we will do what? We will know exactly how to do what? How to war a good warfare. The people can come and gather as they are gathered. They began to pray. But that prayer will not do what? Will not lead them to what God Himself knows as what? A good warfare. But as we are, we will begin to seek for something glory that will not fade away. That is what? A good warfare. That is a good warfare. Through the thing that the Lord will be saying to us, this thing will go for that what? Prophecies. The word to a people for the hour that will help the living after we dismiss from this garden, we will be able to do what? To walk a good warfare. Praise the Lord. So I need to come up with this so that we will keep giving direction to our mind as we are keep sitting there before the presence of the Lord and God's peace will begin to gather what is saying so that it will help us. even after him. We know what we should.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Need your strength to come up. Because the Lord is in our midst. This today, this morning, my prayer to be still this morning. And God was speaking to brethren and we're praying. And remember the prayer that I prayed last before I entered this morning again. Because when that message was going on, what I received was then that if you put yourself on this, you will be a vessel of honor made for his master's use. I took it home. This morning I was praying and a giant came by. I saw a people. Not among us, but it came to teach us. And we have a board. Black, we call it blackboard.
Board.
The top of that teaching was the characters that blocks the life of Christ. The character, my character, your characters. Because after reading it, he started breaking them, breaking them, breaking them. Some people were like going out. I went in his prayer and come back. Said, you, have you heard that you deal with your character? You know, so the teaching was on and on and on. When I got the morning, it wasn't break up. I started praying. And I link it up with the divorce that we were teaching from yesterday. That is the character, our inborn character. I started praying to God. And this thing is really hindering us. But then sometimes I didn't want to break it up. I was thinking, because sometimes I will bring a revelation that is for me. And I start praying before if it is done for others. The brother that just left was talking about the glory of Moses. And he keep on teaching us in that Exodus 33. And he went to that Corinthians chapter 22. I realized that this is the character, the life that is in us has really blocked the glory of God in our lives. So in dealing with our lives this weekend, which I know is the thoughts of God, the thoughts that I have for you is of good. God will look at my deep word, the unexpected end. That expected end is the life of glory of God. The image, the character of Christ. The character of Christ, the image of God. And I was meditating on it. Two scriptures came, and the one was 2 Corinthians 5, which I want us to read. That if this house is the house, so that the character, the glory that we are, receiving the goodness of God, then we are expecting another glory that is greater than it. So I said, reading, I go with my Bible, so please see 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Just read it from verse 1 to 4.
Thank you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a groaning within. And the Spirit of God within us is also groaning. How we can be. Go to the other side. Like my sister was talking about Peter. Sometimes I will sit down myself and say, God, these are people, how do they, like she said, I said, God, what do we do? How are we going to do so that glory that Peter had will come up? This thing comes in sometimes when you see situations around. If you can move towards it and then, listen, the change will come. Maybe you will not see it in that way. So the groaning and the prayers, brethren, to help us this weekend that. Because that's the enemy's expectation, is to go into another glory, another life, which is the life of Christ, that we may be clothed apart with the heavenly. Then this character, I know brethren will explain more, but the little light that I received is that this character of us, you know, sometimes, for example, God, this we have to show you practically, we can come into the presence of God gathered like this. You see, a character is very hard for me, because let me take myself as an example, for me to stand up. You know, it becomes a character to stand up even when the word of God is going on. It's a character even for you to even say amen. You feel that as they have seen it, no problem. But there are certain things you have to move away. You understand? So that we can allow the presence of God to come in. The brother was saying, it is not that era that God which was coming to you. But it has come to say that it is me that will now do what? Push into it by releasing myself from some of these things that have been in me. Character, my parental character, you know, my descendant. Know that there are some things in man. Even if you are born again, every time you preach, you do everything. Then we have to look inward. There are certain things that block this glory. So I ask God, show me your glory. What is it that really stands me, not blowing into that which you have kept for me? Because I know we have a purpose, but who I'm going to be and what I'm going to become. In me, I'm talking about in me. But I have seen myself. Sometimes, I know it's not my power, it is not my might, that it is by the Spirit that I perceive this weakness. That same Spirit from my heart will come upon us. Will come upon us, but let be shifted. Let the little shifting come. And sometimes you don't dance, and sometimes you don't pray God, and sometimes you don't open up. Do something and see if that the Lord is here. The Lord Jesus is here. Only what blocking us is a range, is a veil that is blocking me and you not to see His presence. Then as we are praying, growing this with Him. I want to see Him. What prompted me to come and enter? Is there a God? Moses has been with the Lord. Now Moses has been with the Lord. And God has been speaking with Moses. And He has done all this from Egypt to this. How does He say it? He says, God, I want to see your glory. I want to know you more. Hallelujah. To any man, we cannot look up to Him that we are coming here to gather. We are not gathered to man. We are not religious people. Let that pattern be cut off. Let the God to come in. My character. May the Lord deliver us and break this character. And may we put upon a new life, a new character. That will bring that glory that we are expecting. The image. Christ himself walking on the street. Walking on the street. Maybe this is a joy. But Christ is walking. Hallelujah. Things are happening. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
good.
All the time.
Very, very, very good. First encounter I had in this moment, as Lucy was doing.
Just, you know, and all the things that I said, well, I want Mr. Miller, when we were in one accord and one soul of Jesus Christ, not our own. Now, well, now I'm in front where I lead my own soul to God and take on me the God's own soul. So, in God's name, everybody is in the same way. Don't you hear that? So, but what am I saying? That's the same as I was today night. I said, God, my room is around here. I was in here. He said, try. By the time I went to the house. No, it was that. I was worrying. I was praying for myself. I was praying as well. I prayed. Why? I refused to give up. And you are blue. You are slept this morning. I slept and woke up this morning and I was just saying, what happened to me? I can't even see anything that happened to me today. Lord, thank you. What is this process? You know, do we feel that, you know, I was stressed, so much stressed, I did some medication, I will give you and rest. Do we feel that I took that medication late yesterday, about 12 or 12? But whatever the enemy is going to suggest, or people, or human sense to suggest, I believe they are subject to Christ. Amen. They are subject to Christ. God can deal with any issue. But I mean, and you all ask His word something according to your faith. Amen. So that's what I want us to be following this morning, because this meeting is back to us. Package. It's not the ginger. No, it's me. You see, so by God, you feel it's work.
Yes.
It's not even me. Not even us. It is this moment. Believe it. Those people say they are that one. Believe it. Always believe it. So that's our problem. That's what I tell again before I come here. We just on believe.
Amen.
I don't know on believe. Amen. I hear what God is. From the same thing. You have to fight for that. From what I have said, and it has been changed so much that the old list of my father going back there will be that it just finished in that matter. So we are going to die of this time, we repent. I want to give you one more story. We cannot be in the center of take away the glory of one belief. Faith was taught. And you get what's taken away and give you the reality of Jesus Christ. And the truth will walk on the earth. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, brethren. Hallelujah. We're still getting ready. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a place we must keep into.
Amen.
This time. When you get there, you will know.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And when you get in there, things begin to happen. Prayer gets answered.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're shutting down. This is, we'll shut down our work. Praise the name of the Lord. What's the time now? 12, 5 minutes to 1, right? Praise the name of the Lord. So that we can get some rest and start preparing for the late afternoon meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are going somewhere. Our entire orientation about prayer will change. Our entire orientation about God will change. When God begins to appear, don't run away. Praise the name of the Lord. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I hope you know what I'm asking for.
Amen.
Every day, I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. You will see it though.
Amen.
You know, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you something, you know. God is terrible, Lord. I hope you understand what I'm saying. When God appears, they say, they are afraid. This was about 1990. Many ago. There was this young man who had a fellowship in Mungo there. So this young man joined us. You know, and he was every time we meet, he was crying, he was weeping. Lord, show me your glory. If I'm here, I'm irritated. Today, when I look back, I realize the form of unbelief. You understand? You know, you get to the point, you get to this goal, nothing happened. No fellowship. You know, and yes. So, you know, this boy, right? He's just new. He's a young man, he's very friendly. We saw a young man there. But this young man, he kept crying. Every meeting, at the point, I was almost like, stop this thing now. Me and the young man, he
was desperate.
Desperate.
Yeah.
And the next day, he came to church, his face was shining.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that somebody's face has been?
Yes.
I'm telling you, his face was shining.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, when Zechariah came out from the temple, they knew something had happened. So he was praying that prayer at home. You know, he was said to have taken this. Somehow, he had mistakenly believed that God's glory will manifest. We know that it doesn't manifest. Praise the name. See, until these things are removed, you know, we are older than him spiritually. So we don't expect it's not man. But if we realize that we pray prayers and nothing happens, it's not man. Don't allow anybody to sustain that mentality in you. If you meet people who are not believing that this thing will manifest, stay away from them.
Amen.
Don't be close to them. Doesn't matter who they are. Praise the name of the Lord. See this prayer ritual that has started. He will not stop until the glory falls.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Get ready. So he, his mind was praying. He was praying. He was weeping. Tears. Then suddenly they took light. Praise the name of the Lord. They took light. He kept praying. And suddenly, the whole room was filled with light. You know, there are different kinds of light. That condition was different because he wasn't seeing material things. You know, if never comes in, you begin to see physical things. The room was filled with light, and yet he couldn't see any physical objects. I hope you understand what I'm saying. That light filled the room, but the light was not manifesting. All he noticed was that there was a man by the door. And so he noticed that all of his light was coming from that man.
Yeah.
Are you with me, brother?
Yeah.
And this man just came to him, and touched him. And that was it. Praise the name of the Lord. He went out. You see, something has happened. So when we now come to fellowship and we are settled on our knees, pray prayers without expecting answers, ask for the glory of God without expecting to manifest, the brother now knew better that if you seek me, you will find me.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You see, the church is going to be separated.
Hallelujah.
Between the believing and the unbelieving. Imagine, so your local fellowship will cease to matter. Hello? It will now be those who are hungry and who are persuaded that this glory will fall. It's fair if you read church history about other states and when you need to go back and start with it. At the Welsh revival, it started with this desperation we're talking about. Desperation that these those who know, you know, there are people who knew that Pentecost had passed. They knew that very well. And some of them were here in places where they should know. Like Nathaniel. Remember Nathaniel, what's his name now? Say, you're a teacher, but you don't know this thing. These men, in their listening, they knew that. People are disturbing yourself. Pentecost has what now? Passed. God doesn't speak to people anymore. God doesn't talk to people anymore. So we ask, you know, we are doing this thing. but some people refused. While others were doing their thing, they would have this friendly seeking God. I want to encourage you, because we will be looking at the man, that courageous man. Do you understand me? What you saw in Acts chapter 10 didn't happen in one day.
Amen.
Are you understanding my point? Yeah. You don't know how long it took. Yeah. But something convinced Cornelius about this. He wasn't a Jew. He didn't have a background of Jew. Just like Abraham did not have a background of him. Abraham had a background of Elijah. But he had a persuasion inside him. And he had to follow that persuasion. And one day, somebody called him and said, I am God.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand? God should appear to Abraham. The Lord will appear to you.
Amen.
You think you know God. All the Bible you have, the teachings, doctrines you have had, is nothing compared to the manifestation that you see. The Queen of Sheba said, all I have heard is not compared to what I have seen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that says, please, hunt down your friends. The Lord, are you with me now? Find people who are hungry like you are hungry. Stay with them.
Amen.
Be close to them. Amen. They will fear your own hunger.
Amen.
And as you speak, they were so desperate that people thought they were mad. Are you getting my point? But when the glory came, people started looking for them. The first person at Alusa Street that received this thing was a black sister. She was black. She was a woman. Now, that's the way God does these things, you know? Uh-huh. But you see, like you know, Peter, the Holy Ghost came upon him. All the doctrine in Peter's head was terminated in one encounter. You know what these are our doctrines? These things. I think I've shared with you about Baalton. Baalton, during the visitation, the revival, the manifestation, he said, the church member was seated on the platform, well dressed, like this, and they were all frowning. And one man was gloriously baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you know, when you get to that level, you're not looking at God anymore. He was speaking, enjoying himself. And the elders were crying in their family. I didn't know what was happening. So he wondered why they were there crying. So one of the elders said, to stop this man. He has two wives. You understand that? And he said, I didn't baptize him. I would have done that thing. I did not want that. I didn't even lay hands on him. If you have a problem with this, go to Caesar. But look, I don't understand what I'm saying. I don't know the man's story. I don't know the circumstances. The Lord knows these things. But the fact that God, who knows the word now, the heart. Praise the name of the Lord. The key to all this is the heart.
Amen.
He said that the eye of the Lord looks to and walk down through the air. As I'm talking to you, God will pray with over there. Starting hearts. Those you will anoint with fresh water now. Praise the name of the Lord. So I encourage you. Don't stop seeking.
Hallelujah.
Keep pressing. At our sister, they said, really good baptism, speaking in tongues was all. God through the word now.
Right.
In our generation, you see, it's not possible to be perfect. Isn't it? It's when you get to where to help. We are going to prove them wrong. These arguments are not settled by discussion or shouting at each other. They are settled by manifestations. There are manifestations you cannot argue. Peter said, can any man stop this people from being baptized? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God didn't follow the usual protocol. You understand? Why was he speaking? The Holy Ghost did what now? Something will happen to you and give you that assurance. Something is happening. But when we take it on prayers based on the ministry that has been coming, praise the name of the Lord. Pray. Because the world is mighty. That is where we must break out. Praise the name of the Lord. In that day, you will know those who are seeking God. You see, the Father who has been seen in secret is about to reward
openly.
Praise the name of the Lord. So the Lord bless you, brother. The Lord sustains his hunger. The Lord increases hunger. You see, today, you know, this is a great sacrifice to be here. Some of us are very busy. Some of us left certain things behind. Tomorrow we will leave this behind again. Because you are telling God you are number one.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand that? The Lord takes note. You see that they that you know they did what they spoke of from one to another. And the Lord did what now? He took note. He takes note. Don't ever think that what has happened here or what is happening here is not noted. It is noted where? The day the Lord will decide and say, what has been done for this man? Whom the king delighted in. That day it's your enemy that will be used to announce you.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So the Lord bless us very well. As we go, may the Lord keep his face ever before us in this time. May we meditate continually on what we have heard. May the voice of the Lord keep speaking in our ears. Because it's building up to something. Praise the name of the Lord. And trust God that the victory will build up. You know, this morning there was some shaking. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy sought to distract. In the night there was shaking too, isn't it? But the Lord moved. And took us to a glorious dimension. This meeting will end gloriously.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And say, God bless you.
Amen.
The Lord cause his face to shine upon us.
Amen.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon us.
Amen.
The Lord give us peace. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we just bless you. Thank you for you have done glorious things for us. You have done marvelous things. Whereof we are glad. Thank you for the coming rain. Thank you for the He will force both of them to come to us in the same month. Lord, you said, they that are hungry, you feel. They that seek you, you show yourself to them. Father, we pray that this meeting, there shall be a manifestation. There shall be an intervention. There shall be a visitation. There shall be an encounter. There shall be, Lord God, answer to prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, Father. Give you the all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
What time are we coming back?